I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ha-ha! And we're on.
Alice at 97. What was that? Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got no Sarah, but the rest of us are in. Yuzi, do you got your mic?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hillman, you got yours?
Yeah, I'm preparing over here.
Oh.
We're going through a bunch of stuff. It's like, these are crappy stories. How are we going to make this sound good?
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, I didn't... Last night, I got up from the table. I want to say it was 5:30 after dinner. And my kid was sick. And I'm all right, I'm going to go get some ginger ale and some saltine crackers. Like you do.
Yeah, like mama tells you.
Uh-huh. She actually did tell me. I called her and she said, yeah, this is what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Old remedy.
So that's when I saw the email, the idea that we were discussing on email. And,
right.
And Sarah was part of that thread. And
yeah.
So the first I heard she was ill was 3:26 or whatever. So I wasn't ready and I don't think any of us had any. Did you know?
No, she had texted me.
Like this morning.
Yeah, overnight, yeah.
So you hate to see that, and she's not someone who takes ill often, so whatever.
Well, none of us do, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. And then we don't want to get each other sick, so.
Yeah, no, it's actually, she's never sick, so.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't get flu shots, so she does pretty good considering.
Mm-hmm.
I get those religiously.
I got, in my lifetime, that as an adult, I've only gotten a flu shot one time. And that was here at the station.
What? Because you don't want to go to the doctor?
I just don't go. John gets them all the time.
Yeah, man.
He
you go to Walgreens. Kaiser. They pop you real quick and you're out the door.
But they're saying some people are still getting the flu because you weren't vaccinated for that strain.
Right.
So,
well, yeah, you can only do...
So much, right.
You go in and you take whatever shot they give you and you hope you cross your fingers.
Give it to me, man.
Whatever. I thought of you yesterday because I was at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
This weather's been so gnarly and it was pouring and I had things I had to do yesterday and ended up late for the dentist. So I come running in.
Wait, is your dentist here in town
no,
or by your
it's
house?
No, by my house.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, how are you? And I go, late. She goes, I know.
I've been waiting.
Uh-huh. But as I was getting the cleaning and stuff, I thought, man, this kills you, doesn't it?
Me? It
yes, you.
Kills you, Zet? Yes, yeah. It does. Very much kills me. It's so hard and difficult. I mean, it's not just the cleaning part. It's everything. It's the walking in. It's the driving to the dentist. It's the parking. It's the going up the elevator. It's the walking in the door. It's the walking to the chair. It's the sitting in the chair. It's someone so close to my face, and then they're in my mouth.
I don't. I can't. I'm not saying it's... I just don't relate at all. I don't understand.
Well, I'm not asking you to relate.
It's
just, it is at all? It's just what it is. Everybody has something, and that's my one thing. I mean, some people hate going to the gynecologist. I am cool. Boom, legs wide open. Here I am. Do what you need to do.
Is that right?
I don't care about
that.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I will go in. I'll go in for another eye surgery before I want to go in for dental surgery. I will go in for colonoscopy before I want to do the dentist.
How about coffee enema?
I've never done it before, but if I have to, sure, Hooman.
Over the dentist.
Yes.
Huh.
Stick anything anywhere
except
in my mouth. I mean, you know, except the other stuff.
So you're saying as you've talked to other women about the gynecologist, many of them find that to be their kryptonite.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's because there's just bad doctors doing that job, or do you think it's just a personal... like I don't understand.
Well, I definitely
what the-
think from in like talking to my brother, and I think I blocked it out all these years, but we didn't have the greatest dentist growing up. And my dad would send us to the dentist on a regular basis, but from back when I was a kid, we had this one dentist named Dr. Buck. And he was just the meanest man
ever. Oh, wait,
ever.
That's not a plug.
It's not a plug.
He was so mean and just like really just, go with you, and just rip you around. And, oh, my God, it was the worst experience. And then we had this other guy.
That could be like, it right there.
It could be. As my brother hears me talk about the dentist, he goes, well, it's probably because of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And then we had this other one, Dr. Martinez, that was a nice enough man, but he was a big man, like 300-pound man. And he would, like, lean on me, and all his largeness would be on me.
His boobs?
Yeah. His boobs and his tummy would be smothering me. And, oh, my gosh. So I look back at things like that, and then...
Does your brother have a problem because...
No. No. My other brother did, though. My other brother, Tom...
The one
had
that passed
issue.
Away.
Yeah, he had a dentist issue as well.
Huh.
So, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, I mean, I thought of you because there I was, and it was just
with
a cleaning.
No problem, yeah.
And it's...
I mean, but you went through braces when you were a kid, so you went through the whole...
I had nothing but dental... They had to pull every tooth in my head. None of them would fall out.
The other ones, dulled your senses.
The other ones would always start growing in, and that's why I ended up in braces too, because they were all coming in all janky.
Yikes.
So every time I went to the dentist, he'd go, "Ah, we got to pull that thing, that needle and the." But whatever.
I guess it didn't bother.
This is why I asked about the gynecologist. I like just leaving and checking that off my list and going, I'm good for another whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, whether it's a physical. Physicals are bunk because nothing happens. Don't tap my knee with that mallet. Come on. What is this, the Flintstones? You're actually going to do that with all the technology that's in the world? They say.
It's necessary, but...
You just made me cross town, cancel whatever I want to do on a day off, and that's what you're going to spend your...
Fred Flintstone me.
Stupid.
So wait, get back to your little girl. So you went and got
So I went and got the ginger ale and the saltines, and that's when that email exchange happened. Mm-hmm. And I would have... Sarah was part of that. So she must have been fine at whatever that was, 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Or maybe she just thought it would go away. You know, sometimes you just go, oh, I'll be fine, until you're not fine.
Right.
And then you just can't even get up. So, she did say her kid has been sick all week. So it sounds like she finally got that.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right, sick? So. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Hard to know which, because the other one seems to live at home still, too.
Even though he goes to Cal, right, and has his own apartment.
Right. Whatever. I swear, I know it sounds like, I just don't get it, but I would think as a parent, you're probably stoked. Yeah, my kid loves to be home. What's wrong with that?
Well, she is stoked.
I know.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I'd be all, get out of here, man.
You wouldn't, though. You'd probably love it. It's your kid. You'd be on.
Well, I'd be, look, I'm paying for that apartment.
Yeah, well, that.
Down the
that.
Way, you need to go spend some time there. Right, Bryn?
I'd say.
All right.
Well, Sarah's very special. You know, her and her family. Things.
She's got her own thing, right?
They do. They
for
are
sure.
The Brady Bunch for sure.
All right, so anyway, if you're just joining us, Sarah's out sick. We're still going to just do a show and play some songs and try and rock out on a Friday morning. And I know the weather's awful. As I got into
town... How was your drive,
So it was fine most the way, but as I got into South San Francisco, it was pouring.
Ooh.
And you've got multiple freeway changes and trucks trying to merge, and it was... Yeah. I just went super slow.
Yeah,
I was like,
you have to slow down, and especially slow down for the truckers. A lot of standing water out there. Once it gets light out, make sure you keep your lights
I'll
on.
I'll keep reminding you of this, but they're expecting by Saturday morning or whatever that 5 feet or more of snow will have fallen in Tahoe. So this storm's doing us a lot of good, but it's obviously not great for the commute here in the Bay Area. But anyway... Back after this song with your word of the day, and we'll do some celebrity trash. It's Sarah and Vinny on Alice.